I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Town of LaGrange Zoning Board of Appeals to order. This meeting is on December 7th at 7 p.m. This is being held under, I don't have my cheat sheet here, but it's under the auspices of Mario Cuomo's executive order to have safe town meetings. It is being recorded. And our recording will be available at a later date on the town website. The meeting and public access procedure by computer and telephone have been announced on the town website and referenced on town electronic message board on Stringham Road. For this evening, we do not have the minutes available for us to approve. They will be part of the next ZBA meeting for approval. We do not have any administrative items on the agenda, so let us move directly into new business. New business is an area variance being requested by Thomas Casserly and Jessica Cacosa for 211 Overlook Road. This was denied to legalize an existing deck with a setback of 1 foot from the side yard. They're seeking a relief of 19 feet, as in this zoning district, side yard setback is 20 feet. Do we have someone here to speak to this proposal?
That would be me.
Okay, can you give me your name and...
My name's David Freeman. I'm not going to say the architect for the project. I'm the architect that's representing the owner. I have nothing to do with this drawing.
All righty. So can you describe what we're doing, what this project is?
I'm assuming you all have drawings. I can share drawings if you want, if that helps at all. Somewhere from what I can determine back in either the late 80s or the early 90s, the previous owner, two owners of this house, constructed a deck without a permit within 1 foot of the property line. I've looked on parcel access, gone through the history. Like I said, it hit the tax rolls in the beginning of 2000, so it was probably as part of an assessment. It looks like it was constructed, like I say, early 90s to me. We're asking for a variance. The owners that purchased it actually from the person who's listed, BRS Contracting, who had repaired the house. There's a holdback for the deck until we resolve this issue somehow. So we're here tonight asking for a 19-foot variance.
That is slightly substantial.
It's not the biggest I've ever asked for, but it is. I don't know. I know that someone had been out to the site. You know, there are trees that separated the deck actually from the neighbor's property. It's 1 foot from the property line. The driveways for the neighbor's property is actually on that side of the property. So it doesn't, you know, it's not adjoining the neighbor's house essentially. Again, I'm assuming you all have a survey map from this. I can share it if you want. So.
All righty. Have board members had an opportunity to visit the property? Chris, would you unmute board members, please?
They can unmute themselves now.
Okay. All right. Do we have any questions from board members? No questions? Okay. I have a couple. Is how was it determined that the deck was constructed in the 80s or 90s? I mean, the reason I'm asking is LaGrange did go through a zoning code redo in 87. And I was just wondering if the deck was prior to the zoning code update or after.
Again, it's very difficult. If I go on parcel access and I looked at the history photos of the property, I can definitely, from what I see that it was there in the 1990 photograph. Mm-hmm. Before that, it's just too blurry to see. If I look at the construction, it's right around 30 years old, 35 years old, but it does, building code changed at the very end of the 1980s, and it meets the building code that was in place at the end of the 1980s.
Okay.
So I'm, like I said, to me, somewhere around the late 80s, it was constructed. The town, in reassessing things, caught it for the 2000 tax roll.
Was there any sign of a prior structure?
No.
Okay.
There may have been something. I mean, obviously, because there's... Yeah, there's two doors there that were from the original house from 1930, but I doubt there was this a deck that was this large.
Okay. All right. Barring any other comments from board members, I'd accept a motion to open a public hearing.
I move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Public hearing is open. Since, as far as I can tell, Dave, you're the only member of the public here. Do you want to say anything more?
No, not really. Like I said, you know, it's been there for at least 30 years. I'm assuming by the neighbor not showing up, that kind of speaks to the concern. There is definitely an older row of trees between the deck and the neighbor's property. The abutting house is not near this deck. There is a driveway that goes between this deck and the house. There's a lot of structures on the neighboring property, which make it interesting, but that's not part of me, what I do, so.
Okay. All righty.
Paul?
Yes.
Did we ascertain whether letters went out to the neighbors? I didn't get any indication that any had been sent out.
Yes, they were sent out weeks ago.
Okay.
Yep.
Any comments?
Not one.
Okay.
Okay. Barring any further comment, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So move.
Is there a second? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, any further discussion from the board, or have you heard enough to formulate an opinion?
Yeah, just I'll give a couple thoughts. I mean, the good thing about it is that, as is mentioned, there is a tree line there. The driveway separates the other house. I would have been curious to even hear from the neighbor, even in favor. That would have been even better, just to see if there was any issues. But I guess no correspondence is good too. So I would say that, you know, I don't see an issue with it based on the location, but I would maintain that there needs to be some sort of division, you know, with trees or something always. It looks like there is now. I mean, it's kind of hard right now because you're driving, well, I guess because of the winter time, it's probably better in the summertime, but I just think it needs to have some sort of foliage always there, just to make sure that there is some sort of separation.
Dave, would BRS entertain any sort of additional landscaping if required?
I don't think it, honestly. I mean, of course they would, but I don't think it'll fit.
Okay.
You know, so right now, the trees that you see there when you drove by are all in the neighbor's property. I literally have a foot to go and plant something. So that's gonna automatically overhang the neighbor's property.
So on the survey itself, it's actually between the physical structure and those, whatever those trees are.
Right.
Okay. I mean, the survey doesn't show that to me, but when you shot it, you would see that.
Yep. So what about then I don't know how this would work, but some sort of contingency that if at any point down the road, this neighbor, another neighbor within a certain period of time wanted some sort of foliage, even though it was on their property, was paid for by this owner to a certain amount, would that be fair? I mean, it's, 1 foot off, that's 19 feet, that's very considerable. So I feel like—
Yeah, I mean, it would certainly, we would entertain it. I don't know how you would do that. I mean, that's more of a legal question. I mean, you can certainly stipulate that, but again, I don't know how, you know, just from a zoning perspective, how you would say that. If a tree dies, replace it.
Yeah, what do you think, Paul?
Well, I believe that the existing vegetation is required to maintain some degree of separation. When we do the DNO, we can stipulate that a vegetative separation needs to be maintained. The challenge we have is that it appears it's on the neighbor's property and it's not on this property. And so then it's up to the neighbor to put in whatever they desire for separation. But I think it can be part of the remediation of the substantiality. I mean, we can definitely make the comment part of the DNO. So if it comes up later, it can be seen that we addressed this issue in this fashion and that any subsequent actions could use our findings as, I wouldn't say precedence, but at least some means of how this would be mitigated. Any other comments?
Yeah, I wonder if we should word it such that if the neighbors want, because we don't want to, I guess you wouldn't be forcing a neighbor to.
No, if he wants to see the deck, he doesn't need a tree at all. Trees are his.
The trees are on the deck's property though, still, right?
No. That's not what Mr. Freeman said.
Okay.
No, and that's part of it. I mean, literally, we would be going in there planting a sapling, let's say, within that 1 foot boundary that's immediately going to overhang onto the neighbor's property.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's better in a sense that if they can't take the trees down and say, oh, look, neighbors, we're not doing anything about it. If the neighbor wanted to take the trees down, well, that's their property. They can put more back. That's better. I just think about, I don't know, down the road. I mean, that's, again, I know to your point, Mr. Freeman, like it may not be the biggest variance you ever got, but it's, I mean, a foot off.
Oh, no, it's substantial.
Yeah, it's substantial. And so any ways that we can try to, I don't know, make sure that down the road, but I guess, yeah, the legality of it, I don't know if we can force anyone down the road to have to do something. So I guess you're right. If we note it, I think that's good.
Any further discussion? Okay, that said, I'm going to move to the record of findings. The application was presented by David Freeman, representing BRS. In making a determination on an area variance application, this board must take into consideration the benefits to the applicants if the variance is granted as weighed against the detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood or community by such grant. In doing so, this board must weigh the following statutory criteria. First criteria is the character of the neighborhood and detriment to nearby properties. I would say that as it's currently configured, the deck does not negatively detract from the character of the neighborhood and is consistent. It is very close to the nearby to the next property. And so it's possible down the road that should that homeowner do something, being 1 foot off the line, may be an issue. But as it's currently configured, it's very consistent with the other houses in the neighborhood. Alternative methods would be to remove said deck and rebuild another one. This would be somewhat costly. And given the nature of the property, may not achieve the benefits for either the applicant or the neighbors, just the way that lot is configured. Substantiality of variance, very substantial. We're asking for 19 foot variance out of 20 feet. This is somewhat mitigated by the placement of the neighboring driveway and the neighboring house, as well as a row of the current existing tree line, which is on the neighbor's property. This also should be mitigated by some sort of vegetation barrier, but as it sits, those are currently on the neighboring property. Effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood. There really aren't any physical or environmental conditions that this deck is causing one way or the other. Self-creation, this difficulty was not created by neither the applicant nor the previous owner. It seems to be a pre-existing artifact that's been there for at least 30 years. We are attempting to rectify the situation. Anything that any board member would like to change or add?
Well, I'd like to clarify the ownership. You stated that Mr. Friedman's representing BRS Builders, and that's what's on this survey, and that appears to be dated September 16th, 2020. But then we have the paper from the Castling and Kohoska saying they're the owners of the property and they authorize Mr. Freeman to represent them. So we've got essentially like two owners, and at least we should, if it's in the, if it's being sold, I think we should somehow, we should clarify that in our document that when we make the decision.
Mr. Freeman.
No, so I do work for Thomas Casserly and Jessica Kashoga. So okay, they are the ones that retain me. They are the current owners.
Okay. So all right, good. Because the survey was done by BRS, so right. I assumed you were also involved in the survey. But okay.
You're not answering.
No, the seller, which was BRS Contracting, had the survey done for the closing. Okay. And that's where it was determined. So we used that.
What was the date of the closing?
I would say around November 1st.
Okay, that's the date that they signed this paper saying.
Right, so a couple weeks before that. So this has kind of been an ongoing thing.
Okay. Yeah.
All righty. Any other questions or considerations from board members? Okay. I'll accept a resolution regarding this.
No move. And
Second.
Okay. I'll call the vote. Nancy?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Leanna?
Aye.
Jared?
Aye.
Okay, I'll also vote aye. So Dave, you can go back and tell Tom and Jessica that their deck is legal. You need to unmute yourself.
There we go. All right, thank you very much. And I will let them know.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Barring any further business tonight, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All righty. Have a great evening and have a great holiday season, everybody, if I don't talk to you before then.
Always.
And stay safe, everybody.